Hey guys, or hi, if this is your first time here, thanks for tuning in. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back to Kishi's Wall. My name is Teolu Akishi Akinwole, the host of this podcast, and I'm super excited to have you listen to me today. Let me start first by saying Happy New Year and Happy New Month. Well, that's because this is the very first episode of the year. I know that this episode should have come earlier than this, but because of so many factors, honestly, because of so many factors, it has been delayed. However, I'm super glad that this is going up. And I think it would be nice to, you know, give a little background or like some context to what caused the delay. So, this was scheduled to go up after New Year's celebration, but after New Year's celebration, confirmation came that I will be going to law school, and so all my attention was immediately diverted. I had to prepare both mentally and also physically for, in quotes, the journey ahead. So yeah, I'm currently at the Nigerian law school. Yay! Drum roll. So yeah, it's about to be an exciting year and a very, very busy one at that. Let me even say that all the times that I've said I'm busy, I don't think it beats the busyness that comes with law school. You know, been really busy, like there's always something to be done. However, no matter how busy, you know, it looks like, I do not intend to stop releasing episodes on my podcast. I will continue, even if it's once a month, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, this is another part or another phase, you know, of my life, and it will certainly end in praise. And so on that note, we move. So welcome again. I hope the year started on a good note for you. I think I already gave a bit on a bridged version of how my year has been like. And speaking about good notes and the new year, which is actually the, you know, going to be one of the main focus of today's episode. I don't know if I can remember, I didn't officially start my new year or my year until the 12th of January. Okay, I'll explain. The new year actually started for me on quite a gloomy note, even though I entered with so much excitement, high hopes and expectations and whatnot. As I'm talking right now, I think I can remember exactly where I was when I woke up on the 1st of January. It was not really a good place, and that feeling dragged on for, you know, till the end of the following week. Like I was just winging the new year, like literally I was winging the new year. But soon enough, I was able to come out of that feeling, and I literally woke up, like I woke up from my slumber, and then I started the new year. I remember that it was on that 12th of January that I actually listened to the crossover service of a ministry that I follow. Now, why am I sharing this? I feel led to share this because I know that it's very possible for the new year to be going, or the year, I don't know if it's still new, but it's very possible for the year to be going in another direction than you have already planned. Some people might even still be in a bubble, you know, and they've not exactly aligned to the frequency that they intended to be on for the year. Now, just take this as a sign that where you are right now is okay, but also take it as a sign to come out of that bubble. And honestly, it might not be easy because, like I said, mine didn't start off so well. Actually, if you're living in Nigeria right now, Nigeria is doing like there's no fuel, there's no cash, you know, elections are around the corner, tensions are high, there's so much agitation in the news. So like, if you're in that bubble and it's not easy to come out of it because of what's happening around, I can understand. But then again, I'll say that you should start from somewhere. If you're a student, let's say you're a student listening to me, you're an entrepreneur, young professional, you work with a company, you're a new mom, new dad, whatever phase you could possibly be in, I'd say start from somewhere. If your gear hasn't started on a good note, you can start by trying to take stock of the bubble, like what is that situation that you're currently in. You know, I think one thing I know how to do well is to journal. I have an entire folder on my phone where I just go and vent. Honestly, I have a physical, you know, journal too, but I don't even think I use that at all. We hit on my phone folder. You know, so you can start by, you know, trying to take stock of what the bubble is. You can even start with decluttering your space, you know. I like to think that a lot of clarity comes with a decluttered space when everywhere is arranged, like, you know. I like to think that clarity comes, you know. You can start by writing or journaling like me, you know, just how do you want the rest of the year to go. You know, motivation and strength can even come from just that. And I'm saying all of this because I think it is cliche for people to believe that the first day of January, that is New Year's Day, is the only day and time you can make resolutions. I think it is a year-round process, week by week, month by month. You can take stock, you can review and plan accordingly. Adjust and adjust and adjust until you reach that goal. So if you're like me, that your New Year's started on another day apart from New Year's, or you haven't started for one reason or the other, it is okay. And honestly, there is no formula to these things. There is no formula. I just suggest that you effect these little changes, you know, here and there, and watch how you ultimately, you know, hit your goals. If you need support, get support. You probably hear this a lot of times. That's because it is true, you know, having a support system who can hold you accountable and who can also make you stay motivated actually works. If you need support, get support. And you might wonder, like, will setbacks occur? Yes, maybe not. In fact, as I speak, I am reminded of some setbacks that I have faced in the last 1 month. I think one thing I have done is to consciously decide to view these relapses as a learning opportunity, and to more importantly see it as a glue that keeps sealing and tightening my relationship with God. I didn't want to go into that, but yeah, I like to see, like, the setbacks as, you know, as learning opportunities, because honestly, like, the pathway to perfection is, you know, the pathway to your desired destination, rather, might not always be straight. It will not always be straight most times, but if you understand the challenges that you're facing and you know, you make the most of it, it keeps you better prepared. On that note, I'd like to say that if you think January did not work fine, it is time to face February. It's time to face March, April, May, June, July, till the very end of the year. Yeah, it's a really short episode, but I'm really excited that I was able to record today, and I hope that it did what it's supposed to do. You know, charge someone up and you just get up and do what you need to do. And as I'm speaking right now, I genuinely want to pray for Nigeria and the season that we're about to enter. Honestly, I don't think I've been really scared about election. This is the first time. In fact, this is the first time I'm going to be voting. And this is the first time I'm sort of scared, you know. But I genuinely pray. I decree that this nation is for signs and wonders. I pray that as we go into the election period, the finger of God is evident, and that God himself will take charge of the entire process. The very candidate that will change the trajectory of the nation, that is who God will grant victory to. There is no war, there is no form of crisis no form of breakdown whatsoever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. It is settled, I know. If you're like me, that's also worried, just key to that peace. It is settled. On a lighter note, I hope you have your PVCs. I hope you people have your PVCs. And if you do well to exercise your right when voting begins. If you know me well, you probably know that Nigeria is a subject matter that I'm passionate about. I don't even want to go into that, but if you know me, you know that already. And that's because this is home. Like, there's nothing anybody can tell me. This is home. I don't want to dwell on that too much. But yeah, it is well, and it is a wrap for today. It's a wrap for today. In the very next episode, remain in God and God bless you. Thank you for listening and have a good rest of the year. See you on the next one. Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a review. And if you'd like us to have a conversation, connect with me on any of my social media platforms, or send me an email in the description box below.